From KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. A border dispute, racial tension. No, I'm not talking politics, more like neighbor wars and the plot of Native Gardens. It's a play that hit a nerve, and TheaterWorks Silicon Valley is one of six companies to perform it this year alone. KQED's Rachel Miro has more on why.
When a young Latino couple moves into a nice suburb of D.C., they form a fast friendship with the older white couple next door. They both listen to NPR, they both like to garden, but then it turns out the fence between them is located several feet onto the young couple's property, and that creates an awkward dilemma for the older couple.
Did you ever think we were taking land that wasn't ours?
No! What did you say?
I shook my fist and I told him I'd see him in court.
Really? You did? To a lawyer?
Add a dash of racial tension, it is a border dispute after all, and va-bam, instant comedy. Yes, says playwright Karen Zacharias, who adds she judges everyone in the play, including herself.
I think comedy is one of the best ways to talk about things that are thorny.
What inspired Native Gardens? A dinner party in which a number of her friends related problems with their neighbors.
All the stories had in common there was something primal and poetic and absurd.
Zacharias lives in D.C., but a story about neighbors new and old struggling to find common ground with each other is likely to resonate in Mountain View, where Native Gardens runs through September 16th. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
We'll tweet out a link to Rachel's story. We're at KQED News. I'm Tiffany Kamhai.